Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you hear the music, and you know what that is. It is our good friend Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. Again, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ray Fittipaldo is with us. Is he with us, or is he just on the phone?
Just on the phone today.
Oh, okay. So we don't get to look at him while we talk to him. Ray, how are you doing today? Hopefully everything is good.
Good morning, Paul. I hope you enjoyed your fourth.
I did. How about you? What did you do?
Pretty low key. Just had a cookout at my in-laws, and that was about it. So yeah, pretty low key. No hot dog eating contests for me.
Yeah. Well, again, the hot dog eating contest here turned out to be a little bit of a bummer, considering the leading guy, the winner, only ate six of them.
Yeah, but you didn't see the thickness of the hot dogs.
I did.
Paul.
I
they
saw
were
them.
Like bratwurst.
I saw them. Six
sausage.
I saw a woman yesterday who won the who is it that puts on the hot dog eating contest every year?
Nathan's in Coney Island.
The Nathan's. Yeah, she put down 51 of them. How about that?
Yeah, pretty impressive.
51. Right? I mean, it is what it is. It is, you know, hey, 51 is 51. Ray, you're in your off season now, but of course, you know, it never sleeps. It never sleeps. But what do you do now between now and training camp?
Yeah, Paul, 19 days till training camp. I'm actually hitting the road for a little vacation in the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, the Sears actually come back. They're pretty much off from mini camp until the first week of July. I think they're back in the office next week. So you might hear something, you know, maybe some contract stuff will come out before they get to camp. But, yeah, I don't expect a lot to happen news-wise between now and the start of camp. I think things will heat up once they report to St. Vincent here on July 24th.
Right. And that's the thing about it is we have, you know, still people are on the Brandon Ayuk waiting. They're still in the Brandon Ayuk waiting around period. Do you expect something like that to happen between now and then?
Probably not between now and the beginning of camp, but it's certainly not going to quiet down with Ayuk going on Ryan Clark's The Pivot podcast and, you know, the Steelers coming up there. I mean, it's been a situation for a while now that where there's smoke, there's fire. And the Steelers are one of those teams. The Commanders are also involved. There's a little bit of a connection there between Ayuk and Jaden Daniels. The Steelers, for a few months now, going back to March when these trade rumors first started, they've been connected for a while. So, you know, I think it's all up to the 49ers, Paul. They got to decide what they're going to do. Do they want to take one more run at a Super Bowl with their cast of characters, right? McCaffrey in the backfield, Kittle, Ayuk, Debo Samuel. They picked up Ricky Pearsall this year. Do they want to just bite the bullet and eat all that money for 1 year to try to win a Super Bowl again, or do you kind of turn the page out there and trade either Ayuk or Samuel in one of those big contracts? I think that's what they have to decide in the next month or so. And the Steelers, honestly, all they could do is sit back and be ready to make a move when the 49ers are ready to make a move. I don't think the ball is in the Steelers' court. I still think it's in the 49ers' court. And like I said, we'll see what happens. I think late July, early August, I think things might heat up again with those trade talks.
Well, I saw on the North Shore podcast with Chris Carter, they were talking about how much salary cap space Omar Khan has sort of carved out. Do you think that that's what they've carved it out for, and in order to be able to make one more big addition or a big trade like that? Or do you think that it's just he's trying to put them in the best position for next year?
No, I think Omar is on record as saying that, you know, they wanted to do that before the draft in case they did want to make a move. And I think the big thing there was they gave Alex Highsmith some more money up front. So that's how they created that cap space. I think it's around 16 to 18 million right now, which is plenty of money to get a deal done. You can backload that IU contract if you do acquire him, or Deebo Samuel, or anybody, any other receiver that they might need. So, Omar has said that, they made that move for a reason. He always says if they have an opportunity to improve their roster, they will. But I don't think he's going to feel obligated to make a move. They're going to have a price in mind in what they want to pay for Ayuk. And if the 49ers bite, you know, they'll make that move. But if the 49ers, you know, hold tight and say, hey, we want a first and a third, you know, I don't think the Steelers are going to pay that. So I think Omar, as always, is going to be patient. That's kind of what he's known for. And I think he'll strike when the iron's hot.
Yeah, well, it's, I think, one of those things where everyone is sort of waiting around. Ray, you can tell that we're in the lull, the off time between mini camps, OTAs, and all the moves that were made in training camp. When you look at some of these subjects, I just pulled up the Post-Gazette, right? Are T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith already better than James Harrison and Lamar Woodley? That is a classic offseason in the middle of a downtime type topic, isn't it?
It is. I'll tell you, I think TJ is better than either of those guys. You know, I think Alex Highsmith, he's a guy who's on his way. But the big thing about James Harrison and Lamar Woodley is James Harrison won two Super Bowls, Lamar Woodley won one, and they both got to another together. So Highsmith and Watt are certainly lacking in the postseason success. But, Paul, if you want to put up their sack numbers up against Harrison and Lamar Woodley, it might be pretty darn close if you want to break it down number by number.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, I just – the other one I saw was ranking the Steelers' positions from first to last.
Yeah, I think Brian Bacco is keeping himself busy here in the next week or two before training camp starts. The one thing about the Steelers, Paul, people will read it always. It doesn't matter if it's January or July. People just can't seem to get their fix on the Steelers.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool. I mean, I think it's great, actually. I do. But I just feel like I just have to laugh when I see some of these topics. Because it's like, well, that, because as someone who covered, you know, I covered Pitt for a lot of years, as someone who covered football for a lot of years, there is this period of time in June where you have to, the one thing you had the benefit of in June with Pitt was they had a bunch of camps. So you could go over there and get, you know, and in fact, they used to have that 7-on-7, I don't know if they still have the 7-on-7 camp where all the teams would come down and compete and play in like a tournament. And I would go over there and cover it like it was, I would cover it was like it was the NFL playoffs, you know what I mean? And you'd get like 4 or 5 days of content out of that. But
the next move is going to be transfer portal camps.
Right. Hey, listen, if I had a backer, right? If I had a backer, someone that could, you know, front a bunch of money, I think I could make a lot of money if I had like a transfer portal camp. You know, where
like an ID camp,
I get an NCAA certified so coaches can come watch, right? And you have like a camp for these guys where they can go, you know, all of them, you know, I'd have four of them around the country for basketball, say, you know, get four arenas or four gyms or whatever, big gyms where there's multiple courts, and anybody in the transfer portal, you know, could sign up, and of course there'd be NIL attached to it or whatever. Come work out, you know, come play for 2 days in front of coaches, almost like an AAU thing, right? I think I can make millions for whoever, you know, for me and the sponsors.
You'd make a mint.
Absolutely. But anyway, back to the Steelers, Ray. I think that it's becoming very clear to, at least to me, that the Russell Wilson is maybe the most intriguing player the Steelers have had in I don't know how long. I can't remember the last time they had a player like Russell Wilson where the discussion about him was so all over the map, and everybody seems to be waiting with sort of, you know, a real great anticipation to see what he does or how he plays. Can you think of a player we've had around here like that for the Steelers where nationally, locally, everything in between, everybody seems to be waiting to see what he does?
Yeah, and Paul, the intriguing part is people on the national level believe there's actually going to be a quarterback competition in July and August. And I think if you listen to most of the beat writers locally, they'll kind of tell you that Russell Wilson has a leg up and it's probably not going to be all that much of a competition. But, I mean, I'm with you. I don't know if you get this vibe or not. We're only a couple years into this attempt to replace Ben Roethlisberger as your franchise quarterback. And I know you're around my age, and you go back to the 80s after Bradshaw was there. It was Mark Malone. It was David Woodley. It was all these guys who there were some hopes for. Maybe they made the playoffs a season or two, but it never really worked out. I just kind of feel like we're in the infancy of that stages again. The franchise quarterback isn't here, but I think there's some hope, and really, Paul, some genuine hope with that defense that they have and some of the weapons they have on offense, that maybe they can do something with Russell Wilson. And, I think his experience, I think, could really be key for this team. He's a veteran. He's a leader. He knows how to win. He protects the football. So if he does come in here and play well, I do think the Steelers have a chance to contend in the AFC. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think this is going to be one of the most talked about storylines of camp, not only locally, but I could see SportsCenter, all these NFL Network, I could see them, leading their coverage each day with what's going on in Pittsburgh once we do get to training camp here in a couple of weeks.
Well, I mean, I think honestly, that's the biggest thing for me. It's one of those situations where why do you think there's a perception that there's going to be a quarterback, battle or whatever?
To me, Paul, I just think a lot of it has to do with agents and what they feed to, the national reporters. I think, Justin Fields' agent wants people to believe that Justin is in this and, that he's still a viable quarterback on the open market. Whatever happens this year, whether he sits the bench the whole season or whether he's with the Steelers, I think his agent wants to keep his name hot. And I think, it's only natural for your rep to do that. And, part of this is it's on the Steelers too, right? Because they're both only signed to 1 year contract. So it's a natural storyline, even though Mike Tomlin is on the record as saying Russell Wilson is in pole position. We all know that it's a short-term deal for both guys until they decide when they want to come to terms on a new contract, if that happens with either of those guys. So, part of it is the way these contracts were structured. And I think another part of it is just what the national guys are getting fed in terms of, what's really going on in Pittsburgh.
Well, like I said, the one thing about it is Justin Fields seems to be the guy who is this year's Mitch Trubisky. If you remember when Mitch Trubisky was in Buffalo, didn't play for a year, was sitting behind Josh Allen, and in that offseason he became the hottest commodity on the market. As if everybody forgot what happened in Chicago. And it was like, well, he's had a year to sit and watch Josh Allen, and he's wait till you see how good he is. That seems to be the case with Justin Fields. Like, did I not watch him for the last 3 years in Chicago?
Yeah, boy, if you're a Bears fan, you got to be hoping. Boy, I hope Caleb Williams is better than these last two guys. But I do think Fields is a little bit better than Trubisky was, certainly a better runner, Paul. I mean, if it came to it, let's say – Russell Wilson comes up with an injury where he's going to be gone for, let's say, a four-game stretch. You know, I could see Arthur Smith crafting a game plan around Justin Fields' ability to run the football and obviously be a passer too, but, you know, he's got a unique skill set, much in the same way that Lamar Jackson does in Baltimore, where he can be the focal point of your offense, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a prototypical NFL passing offense. So I think there's more there with Fields in terms of potential. But, yeah, what would it be, 10-28 as a starter. They can never gain any traction with him with the Bears, so there's a reason they only traded him for a six-round pick. But I think in terms of stacking who the better backup is, I would go with Fields at this point. I think, you know, Trubisky was a little bit more limited. He was a good athlete, but obviously not a very good passer and didn't make good decisions. So hopefully Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, first and foremost, can make better decisions than Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing about Justin Fields is obviously his legs put him in play in a lot of ways. But you know what? The same thing was said about Trubisky.
It was, but Trubisky just had a way of having some mental gas where he would throw the ball into triple coverage and stuff like that. I mean, listen, Fields, I think Fields has 40 touchdowns in his career, 30 interceptions. So he's had some issues too, but I don't know if that's more so with mental gas or, you know, I don't know how those interceptions came about, but that's honestly, Paul, that's one of the main reasons that Russell Wilson has been installed as a starter at this point. 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions last year with the Broncos. Obviously Fields' TD to INT ratio is much worse. With this defense, if they're going to be a top 10 scoring defense again, you just want to protect the ball. You want to be able to put up 21, 24 points a game. You know, 7 times, 8 times out of 10, if you do that, you're going to win football games with that defense.
I see that. And speaking of defense, you know, one thing that I don't think we've talked enough about, who is going to be opposite Joey Porter?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Well, you know, Dante Jackson was acquired from the Carolina Panthers, so right now he is the guy on the outside. Cam Sutton, of course, is back. I think he slotted in as a nickel. But the nice thing about Sutton is if, you know, Dante Jackson gets hurt or maybe if he's ineffective, you know, you could always put Cam Sutton back outside. I think Cam Sutton outside as a number two corner is okay. He was miscast in Detroit as a number one corner. They paid him $11 million a year to be their top guy, and he wasn't that guy. So you come back in a different situation where you don't have to cover the other team's top receiver. You know, I think that could work out just fine if it comes to that. But with the addition of Cam Sutton, I think Dante Jackson, I think, will be okay as a number two. Cam Sutton is an excellent nickel. Probably still have to look for some quality depth after that, and that's going to be a storyline in training camp. But after Cam Sutton came back, I feel much better about the Steelers secondary going into camp.
If you look at what they did on the inside linebacker, with the three inside linebackers they have now, Ray, this has a chance to be maybe their best group of inside linebackers since what?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, Paul. They are really excited about the athleticism. You know, Patrick Queen can run. Peyton Wilson can really run. And then you have a Landon Roberts, who's, you know, that veteran leader in there. And Roberts, you know, what endears him to everyone on that football team is he plays the game with a downhill demeanor, right? He's going to stick his nose in there. He's going to make big hits. And he's great in your base 3-4 defense on running down. So I think they're really excited. If they can stay healthy, Paul, Patrick Queen has been a guy who could always stay on the field. You know, different story with Peyton Wilson, but there doesn't seem to be the injury concerns with, at least in terms of the Steelers brass, that maybe there was with other teams in terms of why he fell to the third round. But, Paul, I watched that guy in training camp, or excuse me, in OTAs. I think the fans are going to be able to watch him in those open practices up in La Trobe. That guy is a phenomenal athlete. He can run. He can jump. Terrell Austin thinks he's going to be a player right away in their sub packages. So, yeah, you might have to go back to, what, 2014 or so when you had Shazier early in his career. You know, Vince Williams was a good downhill thumper. I mean, it's been a while since they had, you know, this number of quality inside linebackers. And, you just cross your fingers and hope they can stay healthy, because that's really been the issue since Shazier went down in 2017. They always seem to have injuries at that position.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Like I said, though, I think they should be excited because they're athletic, they're fast. I think the kid from NC State is going to be really good. You know, we're talking a lot about, the offensive tackle who was the first round pick, but I think the kid from NC State might end up being like the most impact player this year. You know, maybe down the road there'll be, a couple other guys that are better, but the kid from NC State, I think he's going to get right on the, and that would be Peyton Wilson. I think that he's going to get on the field and make an impact this year.
Yeah, I think depending on how Faletonu and Zach Frazier, whether they play early or not, that's going to be a big factor in who the Steelers' Rookie of the Year is. So, Peyton Wilson might not play as many snaps as, Troy Faletonu or Zach Frazier, but you could see him running around on defense. You could see him as a blitzer. You could see him in pass coverage. You could see him running sideline to sideline, tracking down running backs. I mean, he is going to be a big piece of their sub-packages. And if they're in sub-packages, Paul, 60-70% of the time, he is going to end up going to play in a lot. So he's certainly a name to watch in training camp. Everyone's focused on Russell Wilson, but Peyton Wilson is going to have a lot of eyes on him as well up at St. Vincent College here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. Ray, I appreciate you jumping on with us, as always. It's a great time when everybody loves Raymond when you jump into the ring. And, of course, it won't be that long. You'll be up there at training camp, and we'll be getting it done up there.
All right, Paul, look forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, my man. That's Ray Fittipaldi. Everybody loves Raymond. It's 93.7 The Fan.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?